Joe, thank you for that. Right, moving on to item 10, which we know Claire is here to deliver. And would you like to go ahead, Claire?
Thank you very much indeed, Chair. Now, this is a report that normally is presented by Hayley Holden as the procurement manager, but unfortunately she's on leave, so I'll be doing that on her behalf today. As you all know, you get a regular report from the procurement manager to this committee, so it follows a similar format to those previous reports that you will have received. Plus, there's some additional commentary in this particular paper around the arrangements put in place to manage procurement through COVID-19. Overall, there's not a great deal of change in the activity that we've seen in general, although in Table 3, at the committee's request, that now shows the type of spend, whether revenue or capital, so we hope that's of use to members. You'll see in terms of the contract database that if you'd have looked at the previous report, you will have seen perhaps less input here in terms of number of contracts. But as members will be aware, we've as a team, they've been working very hard to establish the council's contract database to make sure that all contracts are registered on that system so that they can be better tracked and monitored against the milestones and any other review activity. So you will see a big increase there, and that is a result of the team working much harder now on getting that up to speed. In terms of waivers, which I know that you will always be interested in, the report suggests that there has not been any great deal of change in the number of waivers being requested, even throughout the COVID-19 period. But what you will see is a slightly higher value in the waivers themselves, which I understand is mostly due to the commissioning of some residential placements that were necessary during the COVID-19 period and the emergency placements. To provide assurance of cover. I know Hayley normally gives you an update in terms of the action plan against the strategy, which was approved not that long ago. And just to report, there has been some delay in the delivery of the strategy as a result of COVID-19. And there is a marking of revised completion dates for the purposes of members to track that as we go forward. Obviously, I'll happily answer any questions you may have. There may be some items that I don't have immediate to hand, but we'll make a commitment to get to you as soon as I possibly can.
Members have any questions, please? Councillor Lilley and then Councillor Quirk.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you for the report. Particularly, I suppose, I'm interested in the fluctuation of procurement on residential, because that does seem to vary in normal times. I just wondered whether under COVID it was actually varying even more, particularly regarding children's services.
Yes, I think you're right. I mean, generally we see a fluctuation. I think the COVID-19 situation did present us with a slightly different situation in terms of the requirements for placements. And of course, we needed to make sure that those placements were sufficiently robust to maintain safety and cover for children who required those during that period of time.
Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Quirk.
Going on to the children's services one, were these contracts for multiple children? Because they work out at £250,000 of contracts on average, which seems rather a lot if it's just seven individual children.
I'll happily confirm that for you, Councillor Quirk. I'm not totally sure of that. I would imagine that it is individual children, and as you know, residential placements can be extremely expensive due to the nature of the specific requirements. And I know that the children's services managers don't enter into these arrangements lightly, and will look at every other possible alternative before entering into any such arrangement. But I'll happily confirm that to you.
Yeah, it seems that ones at that sort of level shouldn't be done on waivers.
You're right, and I think what's happened in the pandemic situation particularly is that the available placements through the normal framework weren't available. And so by necessity, alternative sources of placements were by necessity required.
Can we ask Internal Audit to look at this in terms of value for money? Because I suspect it's not.
Yes, that we can do. Yes, of course. And anything, as Lizzie Goodwin has set out, that they will be undertaking a review of many of the transactions that have taken place during this period of time. Ultimately, though, we have to, if we've got a child in need, we have to make a placement.
Yes, but you don't have to go with the most expensive. You have to go with just supplying them meeting the needs of the child. I was involved in the judgment that actually determined that.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan, do you? Mm-hmm. Should we pass that information to Internal Audit?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, and Claire, the clerk will pass that information through to save Claire a job.
Thank you.
Just a question on 21, savings, costs under budget. It's got details, contract value, spend category, savings stroke, cost under budget. But I look at this and I'm thinking, okay, there's no sort of explanation why or there is additional cost, or what, you know, why there's been savings. You know, is this astute negotiations by our purchasing people, or is it they change the spec, or what? Because they're saving chum, but it doesn't actually say for what reason. Because I've been involved in lots of contracts, and you can say, oh, we saved some money. Well, why did you save some money? Well, they didn't want this particular thing, so we chopped it out. And it's, look, you know, makes people look good, but it may not actually be a proper saving. So no explanation why, what these costs or savings were for. Do you understand
what I'm saying? Yeah, no, absolutely. I can happily ask for that information to be put into future reports.
Yeah.
And if you'd like an explanation of the ones that we've got already in here, happy to provide that for committee members.
No, I think if we can put it in the future, so we have an explanation where it is. Otherwise, to a degree, it's meaningless. It just looks good on paper.
Yeah, okay. No, I understand that.
I think Lizzie wanted to come in.
Sorry? Lizzie wanted to come.
Oh, Lizzie, was that?
Lizzie wanted to come in.
Oh.
Sorry. The comment that I wanted to raise was in relation to Councillor Quirk's request for audit to get involved in relation to I had the tail end of the looked after child. If you're happy with what approach I would suggest, is perhaps Claire and I have a discussion post this meeting. There are certain areas where it is quite right for audit to become involved and undertake a piece of work, but at this stage I think I need to understand greater as to what that is before we do get wholeheartedly involved and signed up. The audit plan, we are only resourced to do a finite amount of work. The COVID assurance work that I mentioned earlier will pick up on a number of bits and pieces, but it wouldn't necessarily pick up on specific cases. But if you can leave it with Claire and I to have a discussion before we progress any further, please.
Chris,
I think it was that, but can you report back on the next meeting as to what the outcome of your discussions are?
Of course.
The clerk will make a note.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no more questions from the members on this report, We just need to note it, so we haven't got to take a vote. If everyone's happy, then we've noted that. Next goes into members' question time. No